Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Claude Hopkins, Bob Herring, Benny Davis, and Fred Rose, and play some Cinderella songs. Today, August 24th, marks the birth in 1903 in Alexandria, Virginia, of pianist, bandleader, composer, and arranger Claude Hopkins. He grew up in the Washington, D.C. area and started playing piano at age 7. After graduating from Howard University, where he studied music and medicine, he was with Wilbur Sweatman, and in 1925 he toured Europe as Josephine Baker's musical director. He formed his own band in 1926, and in the 30s had engagements at New York Savoy and Roseland Ballrooms and the Cotton Club. The band also appeared in the films Wayward and Dance Team in 1932. He wrote most of the arrangements, as well as the band's theme song, I Would Do Anything for You, along with Alex Hill and Bob Williams. Hopkins disbanded the orchestra in 1942, but continued to lead his own small groups and work with others into the 1970s. He died on February 19, 1984. Here's Claude Hopkins. Thank you.
afraid to find myself. The one to talk with, happy on the shelf. Him misbehaving, save my love for you. Oh, no certain be the one I love. Through flirting, just you thinking of. Him misbehaving, save all my love for you. Oh, baby, Jackie Horner, in the corner. Don't go nowhere, and I don't care. Kiss is worth my waiting for, believe me. Don't stay out late, don't care to go. All about 8 me, radio. Ain't misbehaving, saying all my love for you.
There you have three from Claude Hopkins and his orchestra. We started off the show with Shake Your Ashes. That's Ashes with an H from March 9th, 1933. Then with a vocal by Orlando Robertson, known for hitting the high notes, it was Ain't Misbehavin', recorded January 11th, 1934. We finished up with Mad Moments, arranged by Claude Hopkins and recorded by Columbia on May 24th, 1932. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1896 in Montclair, New Jersey, of bandleader and composer Bob Herring. He studied at the University of Washington and the Seattle Conservatory of Music, and in the mid-20s was musical director for Cameo Records, and in the late 20s for Brunswick, where he made hundreds of records. He had a fairly hot style in the 20s, which evolved into a smoother hotel style in the 30s. He conducted on 30s radio, including a brief period in late 1936 on the Lucky Strike hit parade, after which he became musical editor at a publishing house. His compositions include Dawn of Tomorrow, Concerto for Two, Fanny Tinkle, and My Midnight Star. Here's Bob Herring.
One little day will make. Why, yesterday's skies were gray, I thought my heart would break. Just a world of shadows, that's all that I could see. But 24 little hours brought sunshine and flowers. Things looked kinda gloomy just a while ago. But something happened to me, I want the world to know. What a world of difference one little day will make. I was blue till I met you today. Thank you.
market for you. There won't be any joker with margin, I'm all through. 'Cause I want you outright, it's true. You're going up, up, up in my estimation. I want 1,000 shares of your caresses too. We'll count the hugs and kisses when dividends are due. 'Cause I'm in the market for you.
The Society Nightclub Orchestra, pseudonym for Bob Herring and the Winding Trail. The vocalist on that September 7, 1927 recording on the Romeo label is unidentified. Before that, another unidentified vocalist on I'm in the Market for You from a Brunswick 78 recorded around April 25th of 1930. We began our tribute to Bob Herring with Arthur Hall and One Little Day from May 16, 1928. Last week, August 21st, marked the birth in 1895 in New York City of lyricist Benny Davis. He started out as a vaudeville performer at age 14 and then toured with Benny Fields as Blossom Seeley's accompanist before becoming a professional songwriter with his first hit, Margie, in 1920. His theater writing credits include the scores for the Broadway shows Artists and Models of 1927 and Sons of Guns, and also three editions of the Cotton Club reviews. He collaborated with composers including Milton Ager, Harry Axt, Con Conrad, J. Fred Coots, Arthur Swanstrom, and J. Russell Robinson. Benny Davis was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1975 and retired to Miami, Florida, where he died on December 20, 1979. His most famous song is Babyface, written in 1926, but other popular songs from his catalog include Dixie Anna, I'm Nobody's Baby, Carolina Moon, I Love the Moonlight, Lonesome and Sorry, I Still Get a Thrill, and these.
Tonight, you'll go to the right. Where matter your life, say I'm all right, please do. Tell her that I'm blue and lonely. Dream Carolina.
Thank you. plenty of it, brother, she's got it. I never saw another have so much of such and such. Well, she's really not exquisite, but after all, what is it? Lips and eyes, just like a million others, still what made me fall. Why, it ain't that, and that ain't it. That is that, and it is it, and she's got it. That's all.
Somehow that tune always reminds me of a Gillette commercial. I don't know why, but anyway, you might have recognized that as Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with Tom Stax providing the vocal on She's Got It, recorded July 7th, 1927. We haven't heard from Carlton Kuhn and Joe Sanders in a while, but before She's Got It, we heard the Kuhn-Sanders Orchestra and My Baby Knows How. Joe and Cooney did vocal duets on many of their records, but they each also did solos, and that was Joe Sanders with a solo effort on December 8, 1926. Before Joe Sanders, Gene Austin sang the Benny Davis lyrics to Joe Burke's tune Carolina Moon. The orchestra on that December 10, 1928 recording was conducted by Nat Shilkret. We began our tribute to Benny Davis with the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, directed by Don Bester in 1925, and Oh, How I Miss You Tonight. The vocalist there was Cloyd Griswold. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on Wellsford Radio 107.4 and Warkworth Radio 106.7, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis, but by age 15 was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, and his first success was with Red Hot Mama, written for Sophie Tucker. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, and teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio. He moved to Nashville, where he had a 15-minute radio program called Freddie Rose's Song Shop, but it didn't last long, and he moved on to New York. There in the 30s, he met Gene Autry, with whom he collaborated on a number of hits, including Be Honest With Me and Tears on My Pillow. In 1942, he and Grand Ole Opry star Roy Acuff started Acuff Rose, the first music publishing company in Nashville. He died in Nashville on December 1, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Fred Rose. Thank you. The original Memphis Five and Jacksonville Gal, recorded by Columbia on October 26, 1926. That was preceded by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra December 18, 1925, in Pensacola. We began our tribute to Fred Rose with Jack Hilton's Hiltonians, directed by Al Sterita, and Number 10 from May 17, 1927. A couple of weeks ago, I played Pretty Cinderella from the collection of our good friend Edgar Bullington. I don't know if Edgar has any of these in his collection, but here are some other Cinderella songs, beginning with Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra.
Thank you. sweethearts go passing by, hiding your loneliness with a brave little smile, dressed in your very best, though it's yesterday's style. Cinderella, sweetheart, you'll have your day. Every little heartache will fade away. Prince Charming will come along, and your dream will come true. Cinderella, sweetheart, keep smiling through.
Wedding day, a little princess fair with jewels in her hair, a fairyland at her command. Already at the gate, her six white horses wait. They know it's Cinderella's wedding day. Somebody turn the lock before it's 12 o'clock. It's Cinderella's wedding day.
We began that Cinderella set with Spike Hughes and his dance orchestra and Cinderella Brown, recorded in London on July 16, 1930. Cinderella Brown was written by Jimmy McHugh and was followed by Jack Hilton and his orchestra November 10, 1938, and Cinderella's Sweetheart, with the vocal by Peggy Dell. We finished up with Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, recording in Chicago on August 17, 1932, and Cinderella's Wedding Day. Well, guess what? We've got just enough time for one more rapidly rotating record, so here, for no particular reason, from the original Harmony 78, is Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby's Up in the Clouds from The 5 O'Clock Girl. The 5 O'Clock Girl opened at the 44th Street Theater and ran for 280 performances the last 3 months or so at the Schubert Theater. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.